Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. Boom, I'm in the room. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to live Saturday from the old Hill Manor. Now, you're probably here because the rugby's finished. That's why I'm here. The rugby has finished. Now, well, two rugby games this afternoon. Ireland-Wales. That was a good game. The mixed one. And then Scotland-England. Calcutta Cup, unfortunately, England let it get away from them. It happens, it's only a game. So the downside is that Scotland retained the Calcutta Cup. And it's only the first time since 18 something or other when they've had four wins against England on the bounce. In the old home nations and the Five and Six Nations. So, well done, Scotland. But we're still a young team. We're still building. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. So, tomorrow we've got our Italy-France. That should be a good game. Looking forward to that. With a bit of luck, Italy might win that one. Anyway, what have I been up to this week? Well, Monday morning, I was up with the Larks, the Pilarks, and I took the multi-starter in for its MOT. Sailed through, no problem at all. And then Tuesday, sad day. Was a sad day on Tuesday. The guy came and picked it up. And he's taking it away. That's it. I'm down to one bike at this present moment in time, which is the Bantam. So that was Tuesday. So I lost the multi-strada. She's gone. Waiting for the new one to turn up. The new Royal Enfield Himalayan 450. Now, because of the trouble down in the Red Sea, the ship's having to come all the way round. So it's going to take an extra couple of weeks, unfortunately. Keep me fingers crossed I'm going to have it sometime next month, in March. We're only a week away from March. Hopefully the old gods will be on the side and it'll turn up and we'll start the new series. It's called Start Royal Enfield Himalayan Journey. So I've already done part one of that, and you can find that where I did an interview with the lady that's selling it to me down at Balmer Lawn over in Brockenhurst, which is the Royal Enfield dealer in the south here. So that was a really good interview. As you got to see the bike, the colour I'm getting, which is the black and gold one. Wonder why I'm getting black and gold. Ha ha, give you a tip. Anyway, so as soon as it turns up, we're going to do the buying and the handing over process. So what they do once you've bought the bike, they've PDI'd it and they deliver it to me and go through that process. Looking forward to that. And I'm going to video that and have that up as the next bit in the journey. Then I'm going to do the owner's rider's first impressions, first ride for the first 300 miles to run it in, so the running in process. Then it's going to go back to have its first service. First service, hopefully they're going to let us in the workshop and they'll talk us through what's done on the first service. And then we can start using it proper then. Got a few little trips planned before the big trip, just to bed it in and all the rest of it. What else happened this week? Well, Oh, I had a letter from the old DWP. It says it's advance notice, award notice of statement of details about your state pension. So they're calling it a benefit. Why are they calling a state pension a benefit when you've paid for it all your bloody life? Anyway, so yeah, it's a bit of a warning letter, really, telling you if you're taking any liberties, if you're claiming more than you should or whatever. Well, they're the ones that's paying it. They know what I'm getting. There's somebody at the door. What do you want? I'm busy. I'm recording. I'm out live. I'm live. I'm live. I'm live. I'll be out shortly. Can't get a staff sometimes, can you? Right, so where was I? Yeah, so that's my state pension. Thursday. What happened Thursday? Thursday, the interview I did with Big Phil Campion, the ex-22 SAS bloke, that dropped. That's out there. So if you go down in the description, not now, when I finished, pop down in the description, there's a link there to go and watch it. Really good episode. There's also a link down there for this week's Everyday Conversations Regarding Mental Health. Now, I didn't have a guest on, but what I did, it was a little bit of a request. What I'm after is I'm looking for British people to come on Everyday Conversations Regarding Mental Health to talk about mental well-being, what they've been through and stuff like that. See if we can help other people. And that's about the size of it, really. That's about this week. We've had a busy old week, all in all. So I've done a few bits and pieces at the meat raffle yesterday on HMS Victory in the senior HMS. Had a very nice piece of steak. Won a bit of steak this week. That's all we won. Last week I was at the bike show up in London. And I covered that in last week's Saturday Live from the old Hill Manor. So you can go back and have a watch of that, and I'll tell you what happened with the bike show. And there's also a couple of videos up on the bike show. I did a walk around with the old Insta360. So you can have a look what the bike show was about. It's only a small show, really, in comparison to Birmingham. I also did an interview with the owner of Bike Track. So that's on there as well. And that's it. So tomorrow, looking forward to the rugby. And that's about where we are at the moment. Going to be going to the boxing. We've got boxing on HMS Collingwood next month. So hopefully we're going to have a table or two of about 10 or 20 people going and watching that. So that's going to be a fun night out. That's in Black Tie Affair. So a dress-up evening. And there's cheese. So they've got cheese. So that's where we are. That's it. And I think, so therefore I am. Look forward to next week. I've got a quiet-ish week next week. It's the last week of the month. So at the old Butties and Banter, we've got bacon and sausage baps. So I'm looking forward to that. That's always good. That always draws a big crowd. Normally it's just biscuits. But last Thursday of the month, it's always bacon and sausage baps. So that's a good day out. What else we got? Yeah, that's pretty much it for next week. So until next week, when I hopefully go live again, Saturday live at the old Hill Manor. Your host, Lord Hill. That do. So until then, thanks for watching. And if you get it on a catch up, have a look in the description. There's some links in there. So until then, TTFN. Ta-ta for now. Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.